sana.
Indeed. Today we've learnt of the decision by the Premier, Premier Mandla Ndlovu, to remove the Provincial Youth Development Fund from being administered by the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency back to his office. That's the Premier's office. Some have weighed in on this move, cementing that this call or this recall by the Premier was a vote of no confidence on the agency and the capacity of the agency to disperse funds. The CEO of the agency, joins us now. That's the mega CEO, Babu Isaac Mashangu, the CEO of the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency. He joins us in conversation. CEO, good evening. Really appreciate you making time.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Skosana, and good evening to your listeners.
Yeah. CEO, maybe let's unpack this move from the implementers yourself, being the agency. Is this removal of the fund a vote of no confidence on the ability of the agency? Talk us through how you best describe your efforts in the disbursements of the funds and also the impact you've made, if any.
Thank you. It's not even a vote of no confidence. I must say that we have a very good support from our cabinets led by the Premier in our ministry. There hasn't been any unfavorable conditions that we have come across. There's been a lot of support in relation to that. I think in the matter of the Premier Youth Development Fund, let's clarify it this way. We had a contract which started in the year 2021-2022, that was the financial year, 2021-2022. It was a three-year contract, and it ended on the 2023-2024 financial year, which is the past financial year. And therefore, the contract has come to an end. Like any other contract in the state, contracts have got their commencement dates and an expiry date. So this one is expired. But you remember that this was a function in any way at the very beginning of the office of the Premier, and they will be at liberty to indicate the challenges that they have come across in terms of managing the contract between themselves and whoever they might have selected at the time. But then we came in as an agency, and under us, in assisting the office of the Premier in our provincial cabinet, this is what we have done. We had an approved grant funding of 245.3 million, and of that we have dispersed 234 million. In the process, about 181 youngsters benefited, and 175 of them fully operated the business. So about 6 of them could not proceed because of various reasons, whether it's diseased or taking up any other further employment, and many other problems that might have created them not being able to proceed. But that's 6 out of 181. And in the process as well, we're able to create about 750 jobs, and we have no severe findings from the Auditor General as to how we have handled the matter. We still continue to disperse the remainder of the funds as and when we are able to get the necessary beneficiaries that have been approved in the period that I've referred to. So there is no vote of no confidence here.
CEO, let's touch on now, because there's recently been a call by the Premier's office into yet another cohort that is yet to be funded. So when did the contract lapse, and what does it mean? Does it mean automatically from that date you are no longer responsible from
we are responsible for the balance. Sorry about that. We are responsible for the balance. Except the 31st of March, when the contract expired, we were, I think, kind of extended to disperse the balance, no longer new beneficiaries, because this is a function of the Office of the Premier, and the office should now be able to run with the process. They were part of all the processes that we're doing, including at the appraisal level up to the point of disbursement. So they are now pretty well capacitated to run with the process. It was not meant to be a permanent arrangement that the Premiership Development Fund will remain in the entity. It is the Premiership Development Fund, and that is an office on its own.
Yeah. Allow me, if I may, CEO, because, you know, when the agency does fund, like, for instance, when you seek financial assistance from the agency, Mega, you are automatically assigned a helper in the form of an advisor to assist you and navigate some, you know, difficult terrains, and also the agency assess, you know, the state of capacity of your business and whatnot. When it came to this fund, was there such assistance? Because you're citing six people or six personnel that were funded subsequently, but from where I am, I look at it as a loss if those businesses never materialized, but however they were funded. Maybe correct us if I mistakenly take your word on that, but if that is the case, how do we then remedy that situation? How do we then recoup the funds? Because we would have funded somebody who had no intentions of growing the economy as per the mandate of Mega.
Okay, let's put it in a proper perspective. So these six did not get the disbursements. The funds are still within the entity or within the state. Because you say I've approved Mr. Skosari, and at the point when we have to start with the process, either he gets employment somewhere or he's diseased or any other matter. So the funds do not necessarily go there. Mm-hmm. They should remain and be surrendered if we when the new cohort is being appraised. Mm-hmm. It should be surrendered. We haven't just yet reached that stage. We believe that there and there we should be able to get some, especially those who might have been employed or something like that, and still say, okay, this is the type of support we can give to yourself, provided you proceed with the business. If not, we surrender the state. So the money is not with the beneficiary, sure. It is with us.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, out of the 245 that we have been disbursing since 2021, only 234 million has been disbursed, which means that there's still a balance of about 10 million or so that still has to be processed. Mm-hmm. In whatever way, given the problems that we have.
Yeah. Looking at the amount of money, I mean, we're talking growing the economy here. You're looking at almost 234 million and 750 jobs created. One would say the number of jobs created obviously is very low than, you know, the money dispersed. I don't know, maybe I'm seeking your opinion here, CEO, from an economic perspective as Mega is tasked to grow the economy. Do you think this particular exercise that you have carried diligently so as Mega has been of great result, particularly in the intentions of growing the economy, but largely, dealing away with the numbers of unemployment?
Yeah, look, these are MSMEs. And most of them were startups. So you'll find that a company called Mashangu and Group can only afford to employ five. Then there's another company B that can only appoint 10 or 11 or so on. The key point here is that you will have developed an entrepreneur first. Yeah. And secondly, the entrepreneur now has to create a jobs. So it's indirect jobs that the state creates through the entrepreneurs, because the primary here was the funding of the MSME. Mm-hmm. But the MSME must be able to create jobs on themselves. Mm-hmm. We believe that they have done their best up to this far under the circumstances, given that some of them were not experienced. They had to start afresh and they do everything else. So we believe that there's some work that has been done. And they will learn much from this process. We hope moving forward, of course, there will be more than that we do in terms of unemployment.
Yeah, without a doubt. CEO, really appreciate your time and you clarifying the position of the agency when it comes to this particular responsibility you've been tasked with by the Premier to date. And we wish you well in the work that you do.
Thank you very much, Mr. Skosana, and good evening. Bye.
Yeah, there you have it. It's the CEO of Mega, Babu Isaac Matlang, talking to us this evening, following obviously many views coming through. So this particular removal of the mandate to disperse funds was somewhat of a vote of no confidence against the agency by the Premier. Do you remember that this particular fund was created, or it came to life under the tenure of Premier Rasibo Mthweni-Tsipane? Some are saying it was her idea, but seemingly it was a governmental idea, because even the successor, Premier Mandla Ndlovu, is able to carry out that particular project further. And it is now the Premier Mandla Ndlovu who have resorted to bring back the responsibilities in the office of the Premier. And as the CEO has mentioned, that initially it was from the Premier's office to a contracted company, but there were disputes amongst themselves. So then Mega was then subcontracted as a result to continue the mandate. But as things stand now, the Premier has then recalled this thing back to his office. I wonder if the Premier is somewhat echoing the views of many who have weighed in and said the removal of this particular responsibility from Mega is a vote of not confidence. I wonder what really prompted the Premier, even though the contract had lapsed. I mean, why did he not renew it? Well, we'll definitely convene somewhat of an engagement with the Premier in the next coming of days, if possible, and just maybe gather and ascertain from him that and many other issues that we are hoping we will be bringing across to the Premier.